Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Bav Metzia Daf Mem Vav. We're starting at the bottom of Mem Hay. We're at Ihachi. So we are about seven lines before the wide land. So we're trying to prove now whether we can do Kinyan Khalifin with money or not. Basically, we're proving we can't. That's what we're up to now. So there's Gemara the Kashi on the Braita. We said that was the case. Yemah b'shlo b'damin, so mishumachi lo kani. And yemah b'chalif, it's if it's called of a masech kinyan. So that's what we understand, that when you pull the coins, you can't do masech kinyan. If it was a masech chalifin, so then what's the problem, right? Should have been a masech kinyan because it's basically a barter. Therefore, it's the word says yachi. Emereish azav kodesh kesef. Okay, so then we go back to the Braita, which is similar to our Mishnah. The safer says that the gold is kone the kesef. How does that work? It only seems to work when you do a meshicha or a hagbah on the gold, and then you acquire the kesef. And it says ketzah, because before we carry on, let's just dedicate the shir. Lo nishmat, but he has died in this war in Ptuim, Chatufim mentioned Matan Shachar Ben Anat, lost five member of the Peretz tank. I think Baruch mentioned that we did said Mizmor David in Shul this morning, or Da, we met on the success last night of Kent. We've got to recognize that as well. We Selwyn Zoh, happy birthday. It's his birthday today. Mazel Tov, Ad Ma'av Yashrim. And Cyril, David's father, is starting chemo today. So, Bezrat Hashem, we have a Refuah Shleima. Dedicate our learning to the Refuah Shleima of Yisrael Chaim Ben Mendel. Should all go well and everything should be good. Okay. So the Gemara says, Ketzad. So what's going on over here in this ratio, in this brighter? Because Hazav Koneda Kesef, the gold acquires money. How? So Macharo Dinar Shel Zahav, Eshrim V'Chamisha Dinar Shel Kesef. So we've already seen, right? So now we're becoming experts in the currencies over here. So he sold him a Dinar Shel Zahav. He sold him a gold coin for 25 silver coins. Okay, that's basically when you say you sell. They did a conversion. He cashed him, right? So Kamen Shem Hashachir Hazav. The moment that, because the guy, I'm giving you 25, I'm a money changer, I'm giving you 25 silver coins, I'm getting a golden dinar. So you give me the golden dinar. The moment I do Mashiach, I left the golden dinar. Nikna kesef b'kol makom shehu. The brighter says, yeah, nikna kesef b'kol makom shehu. Everywhere your silver coins are. In other words, my money could be sitting in a bank in Bahrain. And we're sitting over here now at my table in Telmond. You give me the gold coin of the gold coin. Now, I owe you that money wherever you are. Now, that sounds like what? That sounds like? What does that sound like? Khalifin. So, says, go on. Yeah, might be Shlomo, but Khalifin. If you tell me they'll be doing a Khalifin, that's why you acquired the money anywhere in the world. That's exactly what Khalifin is. I lift up the handkerchief over here, and you get my farm in, we said yesterday, where was it? On the border of Texas and Arkansas. I'm sure. If you tell me it was a transaction, it's a purchase. So hi, nicknack is makom shehu. What do you mean? The brighter says he acquired the money, whoever it was. The brighter should have said nitchayev gavrami baile. He owes you the money. Not nicknack. He hasn't done the acquisition yet. Now he's got an obligation to give you the silver coins. He got the gold coin. He's paying another silver coins. Nitchayev. He's chayev to you. So the commission this last one the other day. I mean, we said the other day, and so we said for tonight, Mechayev. We said, okay, change the price to Mechayev. Well, it doesn't say that over here. So it seems over here, so Amrei, Rav Ashi, obviously, all of the damim. No, let's not get confused. This price is not discussing it all. It's got Khalifin. It's talking about a damim, a normal transaction. So what did the price to mean when it said, Bechol Makom Shehu, wherever it is? Don't read it, Bechol Makom Shehu, read it, Kamot Shehu, as is. Words, let the transaction take place as is. Can Amalei, like he would say to him, what does it mean as is, kamotu as it is? According to your promise. He said to him, I'm going to give you money from new wallet. In other words, a newly minted coin, fresh coins. You can't give me now from old coins. Even the old coins might be better. Now, why would the old coins be better? 100% sure, maybe because I don't know, maybe it's a better, like, what do you call it, a printing, or maybe it's because they were already proven that they were good coins. I don't know why they're better. So the one says, why can't you give them old coins if they're better, even when you should give them new coins? My timer, Damalei. I need them for a long time. The guy planned to put them away for a long time, and therefore he wants a new coin. Look at Rashi over here at the bottom. Rashi adds in over here. It's about the fifth wide lines of Rashi at the very beginning of the sentence. I need to put away for a long time. The new coins are better for me. They won't go too black. Because they'll last longer. I want them for a long time. So I want new, freshly minted coins. That's what he means when he says, Kamochahu. It means Kamochahu, as you promised. Okay. Best answer in the world, not convinced. So says Rapapa now. I'm Rapapa. Like I said yesterday, I'll never be able to think of Rapapa again in the same breath after Avi Weinrot's expression of Rapapa being PLP. Amar Rapapa, afilu leman dam ema be'anasi chalifin. So Rapapa comes in with a chidush. He says, you know what? We've been talking up until now. We're changing subject now. But we're looking at the other side of the coin. No pun intended, right? So now, we said that you can't do chalifin with money. We've proven you can't do chalifin with money. All the Amoraim said you can't. With this kasha and ulam, we proved that you can't. All of us, you can't do chalifin with money. However, he says, "Avi, what you can't do bechalif with money." He says, "Avi, Papa, I feel the mind of any man as even according to all those people who said you can't do chalifin with money, me aved who the law avid chalifin, you can't do chalifin. That's okay, but aknuye miknu bechalifin midi dahava apira leRav Nachman." He says, "But ever according to in the shir on yesterday's daf." So I actually left out, there was a long Rashi which discussed Rav Nachman. And now I'm starting to think that I shouldn't have left it out. So you know what, let's take a moment and quickly go and look at the Rashi. There's a Rashi halfway up the narrow lines where it says, there ain't much bad nasi chalifin and Rav Papa. My time at the money says, hi, leker imayim by the itad Rav Nachman, damar lakamar, Rav Nachman, daf mim zayim, we'll see, Rav Nachman says, ain't konin elo bakli. In order to do Maaseh Chalifin, you can't do Maaseh Chalifin on any commodity you want. In order to do Maaseh Chalifin, he says, it needs Dafka a Kli. Because the Pasuk there, from Rut with Boaz, it says, V'shalaf et na'alo, na'alo ketib. He actually took off his shoe. Dim kain adamif legeber matbeh, adamif legeber b'chol davar she'eno kli. He says, if we're going to really argue about money, argue about anything, it's the previous sugi. Al korchach shvile dechola metalti nasin chalifin, nishkenigdo, u'b'matbeh lechud epligi. So that's not like Rav Nachman. But Rav Nachman says that you can only do maase chalifin on a kli. In other words, you can't do it on food, you can't do it on raw materials, it has to be dafker a kli. So he says over here, so now comes long Rav Papa and says, afilu lemanda ma'emabeh nasi chalifin, even though people, all those you can't give me the money, miyavidu, you can acquire the money via chalifin. Midin hava apira l'Rav Nachman. Right? On something which is the commodity according to Rav Nachman. Look at Rashi, in our Rashi now. It's right in the middle of the wide line. So it's like 6-7 lines up from the bottom of the wide line, right in the middle. It says, midin hava apira l'Rav Nachman, kol davar she'eno kli, karo apira l'gabe chalifin. Now, because anything that's not a kli, is called pira, fruits, commodities. Rav Nachman makes a distinction between commodities and kalim. So he says you have to have a kli. Whatever's not a kli is called pira. Upligi Rav Sheshet for Rav Nachman, lekamen on daf mem, we'll see in 2 days' time, on Tuesday, we'll see a machloket. Rav Sheshet Rav Nachman, v'shbatin, Amar Rav Nachman, na'al dafke ketiv. The Torah wrote dafke in root, the na'al, the shoe. Why? She a kli. V'lo shum davar she'enu kli osei chalifin. And nothing else is a kli, other kli. Umodehu, shekol davar shekeneged akli, nikne b'chalif akli. Tichtiv lekayem kol davar. So Rav Nachman says that what enacts, what activates the maase chalifin has to be a kli. But with that chalifin, with a kli, you can buy anything in the world. So it's not only kli for kli. You can use a kli, and you can do anything, and that kli will enable you to acquire anything. You don't have to have a kli to be acquired by a kli. You can, but as long as it's a kli in the chalifin. Even though you can't use pire, which isn't a kli, to acquire something else, you can acquire pire via a kli. Right? Mikavan she mashach bala perda kli, niknu perda bala kli. So therefore, if the fruit owner acquires the kli, the guy who owned the kli will acquire the fruit. Everybody with me? Okay, so what Rabbi Nachman says is that to do maaseh chalifin, there has to be a kli in the party. In other words, one of the transactions has to be a proper kli. Rav Shasha says, no, you can do period for period. You can acquire, you can take raw materials of wood and you can acquire fruit or produce or land, whatever the case is. Rav Nachman says, no, you have to have a kli. So says the Gemara of Papa, I feel madam Emma Banase Khalifin Abrahudul Abdi Khalifin, Akdumin Bakhalifin, meet it up period of Nachman. In other words, just like Rav Nachman said that you have to have a kli, but you can, once you've got a kli, you can acquire a non-kli. So too, says Rav Papa, that if there's money in the picture, you can acquire money via non-money, even though you can't acquire non-money with a khalifin of money. Okay, so money can't activate the khalifin, but money can be acquired via the khalifin. Like Rav Nachman says, non-kli can't activate the khalifin, but a non-kli can be acquired via a kli. Money, so it says the Gemara, Papa says the same thing with regards to money. Just like Rav Nachman says with regards to what there?
A sudar considered a kli.
Is a sudar considered? Yes, of course. Otherwise, you couldn't use a sudar.
Also, a kli is only something that can contain something.
No, I think a kli is any completed object, I think. I think anything with Makabel Tuma. So once it's been finished, it becomes a kli, I think. I don't think you have to have a bad kibbul.
Didn't we have an animal swap when one is one
basin and... Right, so we said a para for a chamor. So that wouldn't be according to Rav Nachman. Okay? Rav Nachman said that wouldn't work. Rav Nachman said you have to have a kli for an animal. So what Rav Papa saying over here is he's using Rav Nachman, who's the more machmir. Rav Sheshet says anything can be anything. So Aloha Mapinak Rav Sheshet, in which case maybe a surah isn't a kli, I don't know, but I think a surah would be a kli. Anyhow, bibli kesher. But what Rav Papa is saying is that even according to Rav Nachman, who's more machmir than Rav Sheshet says you can do a para for a chamor like Steve mentioned. But Rav Nachman says, no, you have to have a kli in the picture. But without a kli, you can't do maaseh chalifin, right? But you don't have to have a kli on the other side. So Rav Papa, just like you can't use money to do the chalifin, but if you've got something which does activate the chalifin, you can acquire the money via that something. Like Papa would say, you don't have to have a kli on both sides. And a kli can be one of them, so too over here. That's what Papa seems to be saying. So he says, a period of Rav Nachman. Love Afak say, he says over here, Rav Nachman. So the woman says, a period of Nachman, love Afak the Inu, love Abdil Khalifin. And says over here, and according to Rav Nachman, even though the Inu law of that can be with the kli, without the kli, you can't do the Khalifin, Iknu a Maktu be Khalifin, you can Maktu be Khalifin. So Tavanami Loshna, coins as well, says Rav Papa, is the same thing. You can't use the coin to do the khalifin, but you can acquire the coin via the khalifin. On that, the Gemara brings a kashya, brings a brighter. Meitivei, well, it's a brighter, but also a maaseh sheni. Haya omed begorin, and a guy was standing by his storehouse. They ain't be out of mouth, and he hasn't got money. So what does it mean he hasn't got money? Right, hello, Rex. What does it mean he hasn't got money? There's a bit of a ruse over here, right? We know that when you put their maaseh sheni money onto coins, so if it's your maaseh sheni and you're putting, you have to pay a chomesh. Because there's a bit of a fine. Okay, so you meant to take the food up to Shlom, you want to convert it into coins, you can convert it into coins, but you're converting 100,000 shekels of food, let's say, so you've got to add 25,000 shekels. You convert it onto coins of 125,000. Remember, that's a chomesh of 20, it's a quarter, it becomes a chomesh grossed up. But that's only if the maaseh sheni is yours. If you mechalel maaseh sheni of somebody else's, so you don't pay the chomesh. So how do you save yourself the chomesh, a lot of money? You give the maaseh sheni produce to your friend. And now it's not yours, it's his. And then you redeem his. The better way to do it would be to actually give him the money and let him buy it from you. And now it's his. And then you can use that money. You gave him money. He bought it from you. He paid you back the money. Now that maaseh sheni belongs to him. And now you go and do the pidyon with that money on his maaseh sheni stuff. It has to be understood between all of you that he can actually give it back to you. But that's how you do it. The better way, why better way with the money? Because it's more correct to do it on his when he bought it from you. But what's the problem? The guarding of money at the moment here. So you can't do the ideal, which would be to do with the money. What I'm saying now is in Rashi. Right? So you give it him as a gift. And he knows it's not really a gift. He's going to basically allow you to do the pigeon on it. And then he's going to give you back the food, you can eat the food. So what's going on over here? The question is, can we do Maaseh Chalifin with money or not? In other words, can we even do a Maaseh Chalifin on something and the money gets acquired? So we just said, according to Papa, yes, you can. Right? You can acquire money via a Maaseh Chalifin. Now the Gemara is bringing a brighter to prove you can't do that. Look at the brighter. It's a little bit complicated. He says, "Yeah, I'm a gorin, I'm a lomaot, I'm a chaveru, I'm a parot, I'm a notinim, I'm a matana. I'm giving you this money as a matana." Look at Rashi. "I'm a chaveru shu ohavo." Look, Rashi says straight out. He's a close friend of his. "Veyodeyavo," and he knows with this guy. "Sheino se'edeli patem in achomesh." The guy understands the whole reason he's giving it to me as a gift is as well for the chomesh. He's not really giving it to me. Okay. "Have a parot alalu shu maase sheini." Right. I'm going to do the last part of Rashi now. "Notinim la matana." Since this guy did a maaseh kinyan matana, naaseh harishon nochri etzlam. The guy who's got the money, who's going to do the pigeon, is a stranger to the maaseh sheini. It's not his. See, if it's not his, what happens? For yochal iftotam, says Rashi below chomer. Okay? What are you with me, right? So now everybody's happy. So now, the chozer, now what does he do? V'omer. And now he takes it, so I gave it to Chaim. Chaim's now got my maaseh sheini stuff as a gift. And then I say like this. Rashi says, he says to the guy, now your maaseh sheini stuff that you've got, you mechulalina ma'ot yesubai will be mechulal on money I got at home. V'yakne ha'maaseh hazeh ta'maot v'yetzeh lecholin. Now I've done a maaseh, I've done chilul. I'm saying to my friend now that I gave him now my maaseh sheini stuff, which is now his, that I've got money at home, is going to be mechulal, the maaseh you got is mechulal, the money I got at home. So the money I got at home becomes maaseh sheini money. And I have to do the chomesh. Why? So the Gemara is to say, why? What's going on over here? How can this all happen? I haven't got money on me now. Ah, if I had the money, what would I have done? I did, like I said previously, I would have given him the money. Would have done the Meshicha on the money, taken the money. And then, what does it mean over here, Uparik? Then he would have basically taken the Maaseh Sheini from me, would have become his. Right? He would have done a pigeon. That would have been better, says the Gemara. Actually, it was Rashi. The Gemara says straight out. We would prefer him to have bought the produce from me and then done this whole story. But the reason we did that, I didn't have the money on me. So I couldn't give him money to buy from me. I could have given him the money as a gift and he could have bought the master money from me. So now the Gemara says, wait a second, what's going to be? So ideally, what would you have done, really? Ideally, the lechatchila way to do this was to give him the money. And then him with the money would have bought the Maaseh Sheini produce from me. Or even better, he could have redeemed my Maaseh Sheini produce because it would have been mine and not his. And therefore, when he was doing the redemption, he also wouldn't have had to pay the 25%, correct? So it would have been a better way to do it. Now, the Amart, the Matbea, Nikteb, a Khalifin, and if you're going to tell me that you can do a Khalifin with money, in other words, right? Nikne la maot lahech, agav shura levelifrok. Why didn't we just then do a maaseh chalifin on money? Take a sudar, and I want to now sell him my money. He would have given me a sudar. I lifted up the sudar, and with the sudar, I would have given him my money that I've got at home with a maaseh chalifin. That money at my house now would have been his money, and he could have done the whole maaseh sheini geschäft on my stuff from standing right here. Why did I have to give him my maaseh sheini as a gift? It's ideal that I give him the money, correct? And if we can say that money can be acquired via a Maaseh Chalifin, even according to Rav Nachman, that I have to have a kli, and let's say that a sudar is a kli. Lift up a sudar, I give him the money, and then he does it with the money. Why did I give him the produce, and then say I'm doing a pigeon on my money, on his Maaseh Sheini, which I've got at home? Everybody following me? Right? Okay. So why? So the Gemara says, no, the reason why I couldn't let the sudar, they couldn't find the handkerchief. So he said, well, I understand. So then they're standing at his goren. Why doesn't he say to you, you know what, I'm going to give you the doorpost over here, and we've got a Kenyan greira. Remember, agav. A Kenyan agav. I could have sold you my doorpost, given it to you as a gift even, and agav the doorpost, whatever, and I tell you that doorpost comes with a whole bunch of money, and then... and you cornered the money, Agav. So he says, no, did I take karka? The guy doesn't own the karka. So what do you mean he doesn't own the karka? Begorin kata, we read in the Mishnah, he was standing at his goring, at his warehouse. And we said, no, Begorin Shanishlo was, he didn't own it. Just had rights of use. So what's the way to say, I don't understand. Ve'ichpal tana, the Gemara uses an amazing word here. Ve'ichpal tana lashminan gavra artilai, delaytlai ve'loch klum. And the Tana went to all these pains to teach us the halacha about a guy. Rashi says over here. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ichbal Tana, ditasek Tana v'tarach. The Tana is dealing with the case and going to all the pains. Lohorot lanu alacha, but the Vashem Matzut is halacha which doesn't exist. Sheya Adam omed begoren arum. He's naked, meaning naked of all assets. He got nothing. He hasn't got a sudar. He hasn't got the land. He's got nothing. No money. Ela lav shma minah, says Rashi, begoren shalishlo. He's staying begoren shalishlo. Aval suda, yes, but he really got a suda. We understand he might not own the stuff, but a suda, who hasn't got a suda? A little handkerchief. Right? Tva'al filu hachi, says Rashi, even so, apayro tzarikli tenu, but he has to give him the money. Why? She'en amart niktin b'chalifin. Look back at the Gemara. Lo lav, el lav shma mina, ein marpea niktin b'chalifin shma mina. Double shma mina, shma mina. In other words, why couldn't he do a masi chalifin and let him acquire the money that's at his house? Either with the sudar or agav karka, he hasn't got with the chalifin, because you can't do masek kinya chalifin with money. Does you not only can't you use money to enact a masek chalifin, you can't acquire money via masek chalifin. That disproves your papa. That bride all proves your bride. Look what the Gemara says. For Afrav Papa Hadarbe, you know, Papa backed out to change his mind on this one. Look, Rashi be mind the amar matbea nikna bechalifin. Then he said on the previous time they could. Kiha Rav Papa, the Gemara says, Papa, Havelei Treisa Afik Rav Papa himself. This is the Gemara we learned to Baba Kama. This is the Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Da, toward Ed Baba Kama. We saw the story, remember it? Rav Papa, Havelei Treisa Alfei Derebe Chuz, Rav Papa had 12,000 dinar. I hope they were golden dinarim for his sake, right? Mm-hmm. And not silver ones. But he had 12,000 dinarim Bei Chuzai. Now he wanted someone to fetch them. Sakdinu L'Rav Shmuel Bar Acha Agav Asefer Debeta. He did a Masek Kinyan Agav, where he gave them to Rav Shmuel. Barach, Rashi Davia gave to Shmuel, otherwise the guy who was keeping them wouldn't have given them to him. Rashi Shayahu Lech Lasham Kadeshi Aviam, he wanted to send the guy to fetch them for him. Rashi Shayahu Lo Hiknalo, if he hadn't sold them to him, Lo Ayah, no Tanam Lo Misha, the guy who had, they wouldn't have given it to him. Shayim Yabdu, but Derech Yachzor, Papa, Yid Bayb Lo. Because what did the Shomer? What did he say to you? I said, listen, etc. Papa, it's not happening. He said, obviously, he sent a telegram or a message. I'm sending Rav Shmuel to pick them up, give him back the money. Right, even you cover the letter from our Papa, the Shomer would say to himself, listen, mister, it's all very well that you ask him to give them to me, to give them to you, but if I don't give them to you, if they aren't yours, and the Shaliach brings them to you, basically, I'm responsible till they come back to your hands. He says, no, don't worry, I'm giving them to Rav Shmuel, and now Rav Shmuel's. So once you gave them to Rav Shmuel, your responsibility is ended, and now it's no longer your problem. So now Kiata, when he came home, Rav Shmuel brought them to Rav Zaira, Nafak Lape Ad Tavach. He was so excited. There's a Rashi over here from Bakam, it says, Halach Nikrato Ad Tavach, Shemakom Shasameach Shevilo Matav. He was so excited, he went out to visit him to wait and say. So basically we see over here, if you could do a Masi Khalifin, what could Rav Papa have done? Instead of selling them, right? Instead of selling him, like giving him the money, Agav Karka, he could have just done a Masi Sudar and it could have been acquired him over there. But it didn't work. So he had to do a Kenyan Agav. It wasn't a Kenyan Khalifin. Okay? That's what he says over there. V'chanam Ula, and so V'chanam Ula, and my parents say Khalifin, V'chanam Rabbi Yossi, Arasi, and my parents say Khalifin, V'chanam Rabbi Barba, V'chanam Rabbi Khalifin, and my parents say Khalifin. So all these Amoraim said, you can't do Maaseh Khalifin with money, full stop, in either direction. On that, the Gemara says, Kashya Tu'ula, Eiti Verabi Abel Ula, Harei Shayu, Chamarav, Upo'alav, Tovinoto Beshuk. He had his donkey drivers and his workers there who kept him in the marketplace and they were complaining, oh, their money, you haven't paid me, I've got money for food, etc. Va'amalu Shukhan, he said, some banker there in the marketplace, he said, do me a favor, Teini Bedinar Ma'ot, lend me, give me at the moment a dinar b'ma'ot, and let me support them. Rashi, we'll see Rashi in a moment on Afar Nassam. We'll come in. What is that to him? And I'll give you a beautiful yafe dinar, which at the moment sounds like a nice dinar, v'trisit, and a dinar plus a trisit, a smaller coin, Mimaot shesh bevaiti with my got in my house. What does that sound like? Lend me a dinar and I'll give you a dinar vetrisit. What does that sound like?
Ribbit.
Ribbit. Mm-hmm. Ah, how can he do that? Right? Rabbi, right? Shayu, right? How can you do that? Look at Rashi now. Rashi, couple of Rashi's over here. He says, "Aga v'chana ma'ula to tovin oto ma'ot scharam ozon." They owed my pay wages. I'm reading the Rashi's now. They were fourth, last narrow lines here. He says, "Tani b'dina ma'ot, tani prutot b'shovi dinar. Give me copper coins that are worth the dinar. V'hadinar ein ita atay b'dina. Haven't got it in my hands. Ela ani alelacha ad yom ploni yafe dinar. But give me till Tuesday, whatever. It's Friday now. Till Tuesday, give me the money." So says Rashi, Dina Yafe, we understood at the moment the Havamina is what's a mina Dina Yafe? A good coin. Vatrisit is a ma'akatana and a little coin. Va'afar Nasem, says Rashi, klomar asalkami ma'alai. Says, let me just feed them and get them off my back. Right? Let me get rid of these guys. And Rashi says the word here called Tzorech Sipuk. Whenever I've got to do something, I've got to supply somebody with something, kari parnasah. That word is called parnasa, kondrir, and Rashi says, the Kudrashi says, parnasa or sipuk tshachim, shobane adam. That's what it means, the afarnes. All right, that's what he means. So now, it says Rashi, so now, where's he going to give it in from his house? So now, says the Gemara like this, im yesh lo b'ma'ot, if he's got them at home, look at Rashi, yesh lo, Rashi's got a slightly different version. We say, yesh lo ma'ot, Rashi, yesh lo b'ayto, otan ma'ot shomer, mutar. That's not a problem. Mutar, why? Kesal kedatach, the kevin de yeshlo, Rashi, since he's got their money at home, how will a khalifin? To achlif elu beilu. I mean, it's strange, one for the other. Or tanche le beito beilu. Umachmat tochako, and because he's in trouble, ozil gabe la taitlo trisit yotet, they pay a little bit more. The ain kan mishumri, but listen, this unbelievable Rashi. Why isn't this called Ruby, says Rashi? Sharei ain kan schar hamtana. What is Ruby, he says? Ribbit is the price that I'm paying you to wait for the money. Now, why isn't he waiting for the money now? Because he's got it at home. So basically, I'm saying, Kizia, you give me the money here, I'll give it to you at my house. There was no hamtana. It was just an exchange. Boom. So now he paid him a bit of a fee for that. That's not called ribbit, says Rashi. For me, it's a massive chidush.
Even if the guy won't get what he has at home for another 2 days?
Well, in theory, it is at home. So I suppose if he needs it, he could just send them to the house now to pick it up. He's saying to him, I've got it at home. So if I've got it at home, it's available. What Rashi's telling us is that the Schar Hamtana means when you haven't got it and the guy agrees to wait till you get it. But if you've got it at home, it's like
a way around rebate.
I agree with you. Wild. Right? He says, the Ein Kan Hamtana. Sharei ain mamtin lo klum. Look here, he hasn't no waiting. Sharei hu poro miyad. He pays him immediately. The mi she mashach et ma'ot ashulchani. The moment I took a sakashi on Ulu, who said that you can't do maaseh chalifin with money. He says, what's going on? You can do maaseh chalifin. Why? Because that's why it's not called ribbit. Because the moment that the guy in the marketplace takes the coins from the shulchani, is iskat chalifin on the money at home. Therefore, it's his straight away. Nothing happened over here. All right. Nikne lo adina shu bebeito. B'cho makom shu bebeito. So that's what he said. He said, yeah, look back at the Gemara. Im yesh lo mad buta, ve'im lav asur. And if he never had it, it's asur. Look right. The kevan, the ain lo adina. He says, yeah, look at the his home. And can, let's call khalifin. Ela keshar mechavan, like any other transaction. Shu mitchayev lo adina lo tozman. Ve'trishit mosif lo beschar ma'otav shimtin. And how can this be? You're going to tell me that it can't be, you can't do khalifin. Look at Rashi. Even if he had it, so it's a normal hava, becomes alone. You're paying for the money, right? And a love shvam ina matbea nasi chalif and nikta chalif. It proves that you can, right? Because says ain matbea nasi chalif in havi la vaasur. We see was mutar. So they went uishtik. Ula was quiet. Never had answer. Stomped. And we just saw a whole list of moraim over here. We said Amar Ula v'chen Amar Rabbi Asi v'chen Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Bar Abed brings a kasha to Ula, and Ula ishtik. What's going on over here? It seems that you can't do chalifim with money. So Amar Lei. So now Rashi points out that Rabbi Abba says to Ula himself, Rabbi Abba was the one who brought the kasha, Rabbi Abba is the one who gives Ula the possible answer. Because he sees Ula is stumped, but he didn't feel comfortable. He says, you know what, maybe, deal me, idi ve'idi beputot shanu. Delei kalayu tava. Ve'idi ve'idi pirahavu. U'mishimachi niknu bechalifin. So he says to him over here, you know what, maybe, what's happening over here? Look at Rashi, Dilma matzit le tarutzina, found an answer. Mm-hmm. You can say it like this. De idi ve idi, bein de shulchani, bein de balabayit, beprutot ma'ot shel nechoshe. We're talking about copper coins. Shem adayin belot sura ke'ein asimon shel kesef. Very far-fetched. So now we talk about that both the shulchani gave him copper coins, and he had copper coins at home which weren't yet stamped. It was a work in process. And it wasn't really called money. It was called pira. And therefore, pira be pira, this is according to Rav Sheshet, you can do chalifin. Mm-hmm. And that's why it worked. My only question is, it's all very nice that they're walking and he gave these guys these copper unminted coins. But how are they going to buy anything in the market with it? How does it help the guys to get him off his back to go now buy food? Which shopkeeper is going to take those unminted coins? I don't know. Maybe they would take them now to a guy in the market who'd press the face on them. I don't know how that would work. So he says to him, Ula seems to say, I'm like, yes, you're right. That seems to be the case. Why? He says, they can even prove from the actual brighter. Because remember, when I said there, Yafet, I said, it seems at first glance, we're talking about a good coin, a Yafet, but he says, no. Diktani Yafet dinar vetrisim. Velokatani dinar Yafet vetrisim shmamina. He said, Yafet dinar, something which was as good as a dinar. Not a good dinar. Not a dinar Yafet, but Yafet dinar. So it seems like it wasn't really money. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, now, Rav, another answer. Rashi gives a possible another answer. Rashi says, no. This is all not correct. Rashi amar le'olam bedamim. Really, it's damim. This not iskat chalifin. It's a proper damim transaction. It's a money changing transaction. Ube prutot kevan de itle nase komer aveni at shavu beniu at shem tzar peta memafteach. We go back to what we saw at the very beginning of the parak the other day. We said about lending sabesa. If you borrow flour from your neighbor because your son hasn't come home yet, he's gone to the shop to buy you flour, or you can't find the key to your pantry where your flour is, and you've got the flour, the bag of flour at your house. You also have to lend you the flour, or if it's in the shop and you can just get quickly jump over and get it, that's not called ribit. Although we can't, the bottom line is that yeah, he gave him a dinar and a trimit. So I don't know. That seems to be but okay. Now the Gemara carries on. Kola nase damim ba'acher ma'niu matbaya. Shamina matbaya nase chalifin. Right, says over here. I skipped. Toshma. Now we bring a bright tavia to prove that there is chalifin. The bright is like this. Kol anaseh damim ba'acher. Anybody who does damim, a transaction of acher, kevan shezacha ze nitchayev ze b'chalifin. He says, what is it? Any time, he says, the bright says, any time, kol anaseh damim ba'acher, kevan shezacha, at the moment this guy is kone what he's got in his hands, is immediately chalifin. That's the look, Rashi. Kol anaseh damim ba'acher, mishnehi bekidushin. The last lines of Rashi at the bottom before the last two wide lines, like the last medium wide line. He says, anybody who gives somebody else a coin, says Rashi, as we understand at the moment, if you give somebody money, the moment you got the coin, you have to produce the goods. Like we saw there, for a cow, for an ox. If the bala para takes the coin, nitchayev bala matbeya bechol ontin she yoldu bechalifin meata. So if I give you money for a cow, the moment you get the money, I now own the cow. And I'm chayev on the cow. Imeta shor, meto. If the cow dies, I lost the cow. Afa pishlo mashach, even having done meshicha, alme kane bechalifin shel mata matbeya. So what do we see? That money works like a matbeya. In other words, as a rule, when I give you the money, you haven't got the goods yet, they're mine already. What did we say up until now? We said that if I haven't actually done the Meshicha, I can change my mind. Mm-hmm. Here we say, no, once I gave you the money, I've now owed the cow. I can't change my mind. So that's the bright. It seems to prove that you can't consider damim b'achem, my niyut. So the Gemara says, when we said, kol anatze damim, what is damim? My niyut, matbeya, coin. V'shma minah matbeya, nase chalifin. So what are you on about? Coins can do chalifin. All these amarim said, no. We just proved from the bright that you can do chalifin. That's the iskat chalifin. So I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, no. Go explain it differently. Hachi kama. Kol hanishom damim ba'acher. Kevin shzachah ba'nichay ba'chim. Not kol hana. When he said over here, the bright said, kol hana'aseh damim. He says, correct the word na'aseh. What you, whatever you did a transaction of nasim, to kol hanishom. Anybody who evaluated a transaction. What does it mean, evaluated? Rashi says, it says like this. Kol sheregilim lashum oto kshnotin oto damim ba'acher dahanu kol ha-metaltrim im ba adam lach detatam damim b'chefes acher dadar kanishuma b'kama itnul. He says, no. Whenever you do a swap with something, you're using some sort of commodity that you normally evaluate. You say, how much is this cow worth? This cow's worth 1,000 shekels. Ah, okay, I'm not going to give you this cow that's worth 1,000 shekels for sheep that are worth 1,000 shekels. Now, someone told me the other day, I tell him, my son, I eat ducks' eggs, which I get free-range ducks' eggs. So he told me he's got a couple of ducks. He's got a few ducks. So I said, where do you got ducks? He said, yeah, they've got a horse in the place. And the guy there wanted ducks. So they bought them the ducks. And the agreement is when they move into a new place, they keep ducks at their own house, they get the ducks. I said, how much does the duck cost? He said, the duck cost 100 shekels. Okay, so now we know a duck cost 100 shekels. And a sheep, a couple of years ago, when I bought a sheep, you remember the story, they cost 500 shekels. I don't know what a sheep cost. That's because sheep still cost 500 shekels. So now you want to trade your ducks for a sheep. So you go and you appraise the ducks. How much are the ducks? 5 ducks. Each, like, I'm giving you 5 ducks, give me 1 sheep. That's what he said. That's what he means, kol anishom. Not kol anase, kol anishom. So the Gemara says, it makes sense as well. Why? Because tani sefer, the brighter, the end of this brighter here, it's going in Kiddushin. Right? He says, how does this work? He says, if you did a barter or an ox for a cow, or chamur b'shor, or a cow for an ox, other way around, shma mina. The brighter says, how does it work? Exchange ox for a cow, cow for ox. I mean, no money in the picture. So therefore, we're back to square one, that there isn't really chalifin with money. So now, the Gemara says, Osakasha over here, right? Because this whole bright to this Mishnah we brought earlier on, right? And all our questions that we seem to say that there was Masi chalifin with money. The Gemara says, what was going on in the guy, everybody's mind who thought that there could be such a situation? Ulamai de salik adate miikara matbeya. Right? He says, originally we thought we're talking here about a matbeya. Well, what was going on in the guy's mind? Right? So he says, well, in other words, what were we thinking? That a matbeya would do khalifin? My. So the question is, well, could we say it Ketzat? You see, we said the bright right over here. So when I said Damim Becha, Zin Decha B'Khalifim, when I said Damim Becha, Ma'ani Hu Matbeya. Sorry, I'm going crazy here. Ketzat. Because it said, Yachin Yisrael, B'Diktani Sefer Ketzat. He Chlif Shor, that's the end of the Mishnah, the end of that bright in Kiddushin, said, Shor Parah B'Khal Mar. So the question is, I don't understand. But why do we think it was a matbeya? My ketzad. What's like the brighter said ketzad, meaning that it is shor b'paro, etc. Why were they thinking in the beginning it could be money? So what's the hachikamar? Upiri nami avdei chalifin ketzad. Says no, because remember we spoke about Rav Sheshet and Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman said that only a kli can do chalifin, and Rav Sheshet said that even a non kli can do chalifin, right? So Bar Sav Yachikamar, Upiri Nami Avdin Khalifin Kaitzad. Right, look at Rashi Aviyachi Nami Kahikamar, Upiri, Kometaltlin, Afa Pisha no Kli, even if it's not a Kli. Meaning as opposed to Rav Nachman, it's only a Kli. And that's what the Mishnah said over there, Kaitzad, the Bar Sav Kaitzad. And therefore it said, Ikhli Shoba Paro, Chamar Bashaur. Okay, so now the Gemara says, okay, Hanich Rav Sheshet, that makes it according to Rav Sheshet, because Rav Sheshet we saw already that Rav Sheshet said, we'll see it again in tomorrow's daf. The Amar Piri Avdei Chalifin, that Piri, anything can do Chalifin. Rav Nachman, Amar Kli in Amar Piri Lo Avdei Chalifin, my Ketzad. So that works out according to Rav Sheshet, who doesn't limit it to Kli. Mm-hmm. But Rav Nachman limits it to Kli. How does he explain the brighter? Shor v'chamor, chamor v'shor. So the Hachik Amar, Yesh damim shehein kechalifin. Rav Shai should explain to you, Rav Nachman would say, Yesh tamim shein kechalifin. What does it mean? Yesh tamim kerashi, hachim yesh tamim shein kechalifin, reisha v'seif achadu. It's all one story. V'ashpilin de yesh torah damim, she'amar konop pelo meshiche kechalifin. He says, really, it's not a iskat chalifin. It's a iskat damim. But there's some damim, sometimes the transaction works like a chalifin. That yesh damim shein kechalifin. Not that they're all chalifin, they're kechalifin. But it's not chalifin. Because chalifin is alef of the sudar, and you've got away the case. He says that sometimes you actually do an acquisition, what we call a barter. So he's telling us over here is that there are three types of transactions. There's a damim, money for something. There's a barter transaction, where we're exchanging one for the other. And then there's iskat chalifin, we're not really changing anything. I'm just lifting up the sudar, and I'm getting the farm. Let's think about it. It's a difference, right? But I'm giving you a cow for an ox. It's not the same as lifting up a handkerchief. A handkerchief is more magic. Right? It's like a magic. I lift up a handkerchief and I'm a farm owner. A barter, I've got to deliver goods for goods. So that's why Rav Nachman says this part is not discussing a chalifin, discussing a barter. Kaitzad yichlif demei shor para or demei chamor b'shor. But you're actually not giving now the shor for a para. Look, he says demei shor b'para. The value of the shore I'm giving you for a para, or a demay para for a shore. In other words, we agree that I'm giving you a shore. I don't have to give you the shore, I'm giving you something which is worth the value of the shore. So the question is, my time to watch Rav Nachman's reason. Savanak Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chalzak Rabbi Yochanan. Ka'amar davar Torah. Listen to this. Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman Chalzak Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mina Torah ma'ot konot. Now we said at the beginning of the Perek that why do we have Zahav Kone Kesef? Because we said that we understood that in our Torah, at least, there is no such thing as a maaseh where I pay you money and I acquire with money. How do I acquire something? With a meshicha, with a hagbah, by putting something, lifting it up. And if I have to lift up the gold, and then you entitled to the silver. He says, no, in our Torah, it's not true. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan says, in our Torah, you can actually do a proper halachic transaction. I pay you money, and now I'm entitled. Why did the Torah say, no, we don't need to earn money? You actually have to have done the meshicha. Why are we protecting the buyer? Because it could happen that I'd come and buy wheat from you, a grain from you. I can't get it at the moment. I pay you the money. I said, so, you know, leave it in your attic for me or in your roof or in your storeroom. And when I arrange a truck from my friend, I'll come and pick it up. And I haven't done a meshicha yet. Now what's going to happen? Now who owns it? Who owns it? Me! But where is it? By you. Now there's a fire in your storeroom. So what do you say to yourself? Well, look at that man. Nothing there. It's mine. It belongs to him. So it's his problem. And then let the fire burn down. And the fire burns it down. So to protect that, says Rabbi Yochanan, Chacham had a takana, that until you did Meshicha, it stays the sellers. Now, because the sellers, look in the Gemara, umilta the Shchicha Gazu Rabbana. And that's something which is common. So there, Chacham had a gzari that you can't have, that's only Kone once in the Meshicha. But milta the Lord Shchicha, but things that aren't common, what isn't common? A transaction, a barter, whatever the case is, of a chalifin type of thing, Lord God's Rabbanan, that you can do. But buying stuff from a guy and keeping his storehouse, that is common. It happens to all of us. We buy something, you do a telephone sale today, and you don't get it yet, right? It gets delivered 3-4 days later. Mm-hmm. So if it already became yours, then every time anything got lost, until you got it, they said, oh, I'm sorry, it got stolen, it got lost, it got broken on the road. But we're doing a barter, that guy, not so common, they didn't make a gzera. So it was, okay, that's very nice. According to Rabbi Yochanan. But what about Reish Lakish, the Amar Meshicha Mefureshim in Torah, Rav Nachman said, Reish Lakish says, no, that's not true. Meshicha is a Torah din. It's not such a thing as Rabbanan Mutar. You can't do a Kenyan without a Meshicha. Look at Rashi, Ibn Amar, Ru Meshicha, Kodeh Belo Maot, right? We said, the Reish Lakish, the Amar, the Kavim Pirke, Meshicha Mefureshim in Torah, the Kavim Dimi, the writer, Maot, Lo Kalim, since money doesn't acquire, Loshna Mechid Shechiach, Loshna Mechid, Lo Shechiach, Maot, full stop, money doesn't make acquisition. How do you do this? How do you say Yisav Alak Rav Sheshet? Metaris Lek Rav Sheshet. So you want to say, that would work if you hold Rav Sheshet, because you can do Iskat Khalifi with something that's not a Kli. So donkey for ox, or ox for donkey works. Ele Yisav Alak Rav Nachman, if you hold Rav Nachman, right? So Rashi, Rashi says, yeah, the very first, very wild lines of Rashi, Kli, we need a Kli Dafka. So Dame Piri, lo avde Khalifi, no matbe, lo kani. Hechi Metaris, how does it work now? So you want to say, Al Korchach, Rav Sheshet, Metaris La. You know what? We've got to answer Rav Sheshet. I think I'm going to stop over here. I wanted to finish, but I think we'll end up over here.